It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, so why don't we do this? Why don't we do the carryout? Of course, our nightly segment where I read the news. So you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. The FCC announced plans to roll back net neutrality. This is a pretty simple issue that affects, well, everybody. Essentially, cable companies like Comcast or Time Warner can now put limits on streaming sites that they compete with. You like Netflix? Well, you know, it's so slow. Why not try Comflix instead? Oh, you like Hulu? You know what? But why is it always buffering? Why not try Comlu instead? Also, you don't look at that site, or you can't look at that one. But you can look at this one, but it's going to cost you 50 cents a like. And don't get me started on what it's going to cost if you want to go over 140 characters, or post a picture, or use that emoji. Smile one is fine, but two hearts as eyes, 25 cents. So you keep it score. The score is Big Business One. No, that's the end of the sentence. Big Business One. But then again, I'm open-minded. Removing net neutrality could be a way for cable companies to bundle services that include newspapers, streaming sites, and other paid media sites that otherwise cost more. Yeah, balance. I see how I did the balance there. There you go. Today was budget day in our area. The city of Chicago and the Cook County Board both approved the 2018 budgets after all the talk of repealing the soda tax and really putting on their thinking caps. To review the revenue hole, the Cook County Commissioners and President Tony Preckwinkle came to the same conclusion. 300 jobs will be cut. But hey, we don't have to pay 30 cents for our max cherry Mountain Dew, so it's a good trade-off. The city budget passed with no problem, although Alderman Wagaspak and Alderman Ramirez Rosa voted against it. Name one time they didn't, though, right? I love those guys, but they vote against everything. That's their thing. They're the contrarians. Hey, you guys all want to go to Great America? No. Yay. No. But they do say that it's regressive taxes and fees. It's nickel and diming Chicagoans. And once again, the budget being balanced on the backs of working people. This budget includes a new phone tax, which is going to affect everybody, and a rideshare fee hike. What? Some reason. I think people forget why people take rideshare in the first place. Because it's cheaper. Anything else you say was really, oh, what technology? No, nothing to do with technology. I'll take a cab driver any day. They know where you put your address. You tell them the address of the cross streets. They know where to go. They're not like, oh, I don't know. This GPS says to get on the Ike. Don't get on the Ike. No cab driver's getting on the Ike. Me, I would have done something more outside the box, right? Here, I got a couple ideas. One, a fee on anyone who FaceTimes in public. Right? Especially standing in line at a Dunkin' Donuts. You're talking to your phone, it's at least $3 a month. Number two, a tax on winter hats that have dangling strings or flaps. If you just have the regular hat, you're fine, but you get little strings and weird flaps that are coming down and cool. It's real cool, like it was handmade. That's at least 55 cents a hat. And then my favorite, a $25 tax on any authentic Irish pub opened after 2010. If you open a new bar now, that's like, it's an authentic Irish bar. No, it's not. Put the gold bar away. That's my bad. I do that show all the time. There, see, I came up with better bits than Emmanuel did. Chicago homicides are up over 600 this year, and 2017 becomes only the third year in the last 15 where homicides have been this high. Although city officials will be quick to point out that the number is smaller than last year's, when Chicago saw 700 homicides by this time. Oh, good to know. Let me write that down. Not as bad as last year, which I thought was supposed to be an aberration. How do you spell aberration? Cool. Although I did read a story that police have had amazing success in Inglewood, dropping the shootings by over half of that last year. The gangbangers, I guess they just moved. Good story nonetheless. Police officer was sentenced to federal prison for 5 years for shooting into a car full of teenagers. This is the reason I bring it up. This is unprecedented. It's the first time an on-duty Chicago police officer has been sentenced in federal prison, or at least in the modern era. I don't look at history before the 70s. But more importantly, it does pave the way for a bigger trial that's coming up soon. Jason Van Dyke, the shooting of Laquan McDonald. That's coming up. Last year, Uber got hacked. Our user data was stolen, and instead of reporting it, they paid ransom to get the material destroyed. You know, business one, that's what they're teaching in business school these days. Today, the cover-up details were released. Does that mean that they get their blackmail money back? Wasn't that the whole idea? They didn't want it to get out. Now it gets out. Should they go back to the ransom people and be like, you know what? I need to get that back. That's ridiculous. In weather, a little colder today. Also, Thanksgiving's supposed to be heavy traffic. But then again, when's it not? This Thanksgiving will be wide open. Nobody is traveling. You get to the airport 5 minutes before your flight. No, said no one ever. Someone just tuned in. Right now, they just tuned in to 720. They're like, did you hear that? 5 minutes before the flight. Wow, traffic on the eights. In sports, the Bulls are in L.A. to take on the Lakers tonight. That means we'll get to see rookie Lonzo Ball. Ball is a really big deal because his dad talks a lot. I don't get it. Not sure that his 8 points a game really deserves the hype. But hey, TMZ, baby. I mean, even Trump has something to say about the Ball family. It's an act. It's wrestling. LeVar Ball is winning. His son is getting millions because he's acting like Rowdy Roddy Piper. Stop. Why do we always get hooked? Stop. And into the Bulls, good news, Zach LaVine, who I thought was the lead singer of Maroon 5, but I guess he's not. He's a basketball player. He's been cleared for full contact practice. He was the big centerpiece of the Jimmy Butler trade last year, but he's been recovering from a torn ACL. But everyone says he's good to practice. No timetable for his debut, but can't wait to hear about him practicing. Still, though, weird call to trade for a guy who with a busted knee to be the future of the Bulls franchise. Too soon, right? Like when I started seeing that, like, well, he's going to have to do some drills on the side. I'm like, I have PTSD on that. Why would you trade for franchise players? Whatever, moving on. The Blackhawks going east for a Florida road trip. They're right in the ship. They're moving up in the Western Conference standing, beating the Penguins on Saturday night. According to CBS Sports, the Hawks have a 70% chance of making the playoffs. That's a good stat for Thanksgiving, for that sports talk with your uncle. You're welcome. You can have it. Tons of movement in Major League Baseball, but it's mostly about labor and punishing teams for cheating and new third base coaches. Yeah, I'll pass. I'll start paying attention when the Sox trade for Giancarlo Stanton. Let's make that happen. Here's a story that's going to blow your mind. Bears tight end Zach Miller was released from the hospital and will spend Thanksgiving at home. Wait, Miller's still in the hospital? He got injured against the Saints, which was what, before the bye week? That was before Halloween. That's a long time to be in the hospital. Oh, man, lots of watching Maury. Shuffle into the bathroom and back, fighting off the bed sores. Oh, man, that's like a month. Wow. Happy Thanksgiving. Bears play the Eagles on Sunday. Philly the best in the NFC, maybe the best in all of the NFL. The Eagles have Alshon Jeffrey. Remember him? Remember last year when he said they're going to win the Super Bowl? Maybe he was just a year off and with a different team. Possible. And finally tonight, California man plans to shoot himself 500 miles into the air on a homemade rocket to prove once and for all that the Earth is flat. When up there, he's going to take a picture to prove it. Yeah, that'll do it. And it'll be a two-for-one experiment because he'll also find out how flat his body's going to be when he comes crashing down to the Earth. A double. That's the carryout for November 21st, 2017. Hey, we do have cups for water. They just cost $2.50. All right? So, yeah. Coming up, Howard Tolman joins us, downloading Chicago Business. And a little bit later, Al Genie's here, our resident philosopher, to talk about the art of unhappiness. Coming up on the download tonight, 720 WGN. Stay with us.